It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We are back from the Labatt Blue Studio. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Dustin Hawkinsmith and Greg Pickle here as well. We are focusing our attention on the 2019 season. We actually just did that with Big Ten title odds and games of the year early point spreads, which revealed really a little cross-section of how national people feel about Penn State and how national people feel about the Big Ten as a whole. So we are now continue our look at Penn State's 2019 roster, which will, you know, kind of formulate how we feel about Penn State too and where the strong spots are and where they're a little weak. We're going through and just looking at each player on the roster, three players at a time, the three on tap for this week, all in the trenches, Robert Windsor, Antonio Shelton, and Anthony Wiggins. So three, I would say, pretty important players to where Penn State believes it wants to go this season, starting with Robert Windsor, who, Greg, Windsor, I think, finished with, what, 7.5 sacks last year?
That sounds about right.
And I still think never really got his full due for how good he was last year. And I think even now for how good he can be going into what's now his fifth year senior season. I know that Gil Brandt came out and called him one of the top five senior defensive tackles in the country, which I think, and what not really knowing the full landscape, I do think that that's fair, but it's,
the question is how many juniors are would be
exactly
a junior senior list.
That's exactly juniors and redshirt sophomores. How many are out there? But I think it is maybe a good indication of how people at the next level feel about him. Gil Brandt's not Charlie Casserly. When he says something, I take it seriously.
Good point.
And he seems to have a high opinion on Robert Windsor. And the production speaks for itself. And really, if you have Robert Windsor produce a stat line like that one again, it could take him a long way in the NFL, and it could go a long way towards stabilizing this Penn State defense, which many think has a chance to be very, very good, maybe one of the Big Ten's best, maybe one of the best in the country this year if all things go well.
Yeah, absolutely. I really like what he's capable of. I really like what he's able to do, Dustin, and I think that Penn State has done a tremendous job developing him, which is something that, you know, as we talked about frequently, Sean Spencer tends to do a lot of. He has developed, you know, three stars and the five-star like players. He is consistently putting his best guys on the field. And, you know, Penn State has a good one here and maybe one of the best in the Big Ten when all is said and done. So this is about taking the next step for him, maybe taking on some more responsibility with Kevin Givens out of the picture now. But it's probably as much, you know, his success. I think a lot of these defensive tackles will tell you that the guy beside you has as much to do with your success as you do. So he needs a guy to step up beside him as a new starter there with Givens gone.
Looking back in time a little bit and looking at Robert Windsor, who was added late, what cycle was it? 2015 cycle? 2016 cycle. He was a late addition. He was a guy at that point in time, he's from Wisconsin, wasn't offered by Wisconsin at that point. I believe, if I remember correctly, Wisconsin came along after Penn State, I believe after Windsor was committed to Penn State and sent him an offer. But he was a guy who came with some question marks, like, why is your home state team not offering you, but Penn State is? He felt like a plan B for sure. You watch him on film, and I think watching him as a high school player, you see the same things now. There's a certain level of violence into his game, physicality to his game. And I think the thing that has helped him reach this point and reach this level where, you know, now you're thinking about an NFL player as opposed to a college player, is that his motor just never shuts down. So I think there's something to be said about his athletic profile. You know, at 6'3", 6'4", 290 pounds, there's some versatility there. There's some quickness there. There's some strength. Obviously, as he's developed, he's developed better technique, and he's become a very good player. But the thing that makes the package all stand out more is that you really can't get him to slow down. His engine runs hot,
right?
And that's what you're looking for. And I think that's one of the things that appeals most to NFL teams about him, is that he likes to play football, and he doesn't ever stop until the referee absolutely makes him.
And that's the kind of guy you're looking for pretty much all the time. So, no, good player. One of the – I just think he's underrated because I think that, you know, there's just not – doesn't feel like there's enough talk about him as productive as he's been during his Penn State career. I mean, this is a guy that has been a contributor now for multiple years, and he's talked about like a guy who might burst onto the scene this year, and that shouldn't be the case.
Yeah, 7.5 sacks last year, they speak for themselves. Unlike, you know – Shaka Toney had, what, 5 sacks and 4 came in one half of one game. Robert Windsor was a pretty steady force on the inside. And one of the things that – and I think I've asked this question before, at least in my own head I've asked this question. If he is – if Robert Windsor is great this year, if Robert Windsor is like second team All-America good, if Robert Windsor is a – not even just double-digit tackles for loss, but double-digit sacks, which – you look at last year's numbers and what he could be capable of doing this year, certainly drawing a little bit more attention, being the leader of that defensive tackle rotation, it could work against him in some ways. But if he is truly great, what is the ceiling for this Penn State defense? You know, you spend a lot of time talking about how good the defensive ends could be, and Yetur Gross-Matos, and you talk about the cornerbacks because Penn State's been very stable in that regard. The linebackers are stealing all the headlines for good reason because there is just so much potential that's both tapped and untapped there that you don't talk about the defensive tackle so much. And part of that is just by nature. You almost never talk about defensive tackles very much. But Robert Windsor has a chance to be a real game wrecker. And I think, as you mentioned, it just isn't being discussed nearly enough.
No, not at all. And he's a guy that, you know, could be in those conversations at the end of the season for sure. But, you know, he has work to do as well. I think everyone on this team does to some extent. So he'll be a guy. It's fun and interesting to follow this fall, no question.
Speaking of the fall, we have a special offer from GoPSURV.com. We've spoken about it quite a bit leading up to it. For the month of June, and only for the month of June, for both the home opener against Idaho and the second game of the season against Buffalo, you buy one RV through GoPSURV.com. You get a second one for the same weekend for free. So you can invite friends and family, double the fun at the same price. It already is a unique and pretty awesome way to take in a game experience, a game weekend. You tailgate for the better part of 3 days. You get there on Friday, spend the whole day, afternoon, evening, night, all the way through kickoff on Saturday. Then they have a shuttle bus to take you to Beaver Stadium, a shuttle bus to pick you up. And then guess what? You get right back to tailgating when the game is done. There's a big screen TV in the parking lot, so you can catch all the late games if Penn State's playing early. You can catch early games if Penn State's staying late. It's a very good offer, especially buy one, get one free. You get a free 4-9 tailgate club meal for every member of your party as well. As I mentioned, only good through the end of June. Good for a Father's Day present, but time is ticking away there. I recommend calling Mark ASAP at 1-800-519-8467, 1-800-519-8467, or you can check it all out at gopsurv.com. So speaking of defensive tackles, and speaking of, I think, guys who probably aren't discussed enough, so Robert Windsor is your sure thing at one spot, and then there is a feeling of, you know, just all bets being off for who fills out which spots in that 4- or 6-man rotation. One guy who's probably not getting enough love there because, you know, P.J. Mustafa is who he is, and there's a lot of expectations and hopes that P.J. Mustafa can be a game wrecker in his own right. But Antonio Shelton has that look and feel of somebody who can be that Mr. Consistency type, which you know as well as anybody, Greg, that you don't need, or you're not really asking both your defensive tackles to be crushing running backs behind the line of scrimmage.
Right.
Sometimes just about a matter of doing that dirty work of occupying blockers so everybody around you can roam and make plays, especially the linebackers. And Antonio Shelton seems like the guy who is ready, able, and willing to do that dirty work type stuff. The kind of work that doesn't make you that doesn't jump off the screen at you, but is still just as important as anything else. So he's a contender to start there next to Robert Windsor. He's a guy who could probably have a starting job by title, but PJ Mustafa maybe play a heavy number of snaps for a reserve, or maybe PJ Mustafa overtakes him in the end. But I think Shelton is a good player who I don't know if he'll ever he'll be a great player. I don't know if Penn State needs him to be a great player, but he's going to be a guy, I think, in 2019 who's going to be very consistent and very willing to do that dirty work.
Yeah, I think so too. I think he's a guy that is probably not going to get to do that he might deserve by the end of the season, but he's certainly going to be an impactful player for this Penn State team. I liked him when he was a recruit out in Ohio. He's a guy.
He's good on this show too.
He was.
Search it out on the website, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, or on SoundCloud, where Spotify. You can find it. He was one of the rare. I'm always pleasantly surprised when you have an offensive or defensive lineman who's got a lot of personality.
Yes.
And Antonio Shelton's got personality.
Yeah, no question. And he's a guy that not just has personality, but should be a key part of this Penn State defense too. I think you're right. I think he could be a starter this year in name, and then him and PJ Mustafa kind of split the first team snaps, but that would be just fine, I think, for the Nittany Lions.
If that's how it unfolds, and Antonio Shelton is if both of those guys state their case, then Penn State's defensive tackle rotation is in even better shape than we would hope. There's a lot of other contenders there, Fred Hansard and Damian Barber and Judge Culpepper, Aeneas Hawkins. But if the most veteran guys on the roster, Antonio Shelton and Robert Windsor, step up and play their game and play good football, that's a big peace of mind, I think, for Penn State fans. One other name to touch on before we're going to do another batch of these coming up in just a minute, but Anthony Wigan from Lackawanna College enrolled in January. I think right now we're listed at 6'4", 297 pounds. Looked pretty slender to me at the blue-white game. I don't know that he's going to have much of a choice. I think there might be a chance that you can preserve a redshirt because he will still have – he's got 3 years to play two seasons, I believe, is his situation. So you don't need him necessarily to play this year, but I have a hard time believing that he won't. If anything at all goes wrong at offensive tackle, if somebody struggles, if somebody gets hurt, you don't really have many other names to call besides his.
No, I mean, it's not quite him or bust, but it's about as close as you can get without it being in that situation. Yeah, it's a little bit of a concern, I think, that you have that limited amount of depth, but that's why you go out and get a JUCO guy who, even though he looks a little light, should be good to go sooner rather than later. That's why you go out and find a guy like this, because you know that he can make an impact possibly sooner rather than later, and he might need to. Who knows?
Yeah, and Penn State at offensive tackle, this is not where they want to be right now. You see them recruiting a crazy number of offensive linemen in the 2020 class. Five commits on hand now, couple pure offensive tackles. They're a little bit lacking when it came to recruiting, signing, developing true offensive tackles, which is why Anthony Wigan was such a valuable find at that point in time. Probably not a starter, but he's going to have to play a reserve role. There's just no choice in the matter there. We've got plenty more talk on offensive linemen. The next three players in our player profile series, all offensive linemen, and that continues right after this.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. Go PSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to gopsurv.com and reserve your RV today. 409 Tailgate Club proudly introduces our tailgate wines. Like our great sauces and rubs, you'll enjoy our wines at your next cookout, tailgate, or even as a great gift for that fan of the blue and white. Speaking of blue and white, you've got to try our award-winning Sapphire Blue, made from pure blueberry juice. Or how about our Old Main Pinot Grigio and 1855 Vidal? Go to tailgatewine.com and find all our PA preferred wines. That's tailgatewine.com.